Just a moment. I found something.
What is it?
It's a weapon. It's really powerful, especially against living things. Better take it with you.
But how about you, Barry?
I have this.
iPad,
hello.
iPad,
hi.
iPad 2, iPad 3.
Also, hello.
When will they stop numbering the iPads?
About after 3. That's when they. Well, no, they got up to 4 with the phone. 4.
Next one will be iPad 360.
Then they can call the fourth, the fifth one, iPad.
iPad five. U.
Pad 6.
iPad the next generation.
Can't believe they wouldn't number the damn thing. It's like,
iPad forever.
Can we segue into games? Talk Raider 161.
iPad.
What?
But I want to watch iPad and Robin.
iPad and Robin.
iPad Dark and Moon.
You guys are on sexy fire. yo! What are we talking about today? I already forgot.
Video games.
Why don't I have two Transformers? That's ridiculous. There's no need for that. We're talking about video games, Charlie Barrett.
Top
You're joining us
games.
For top seven. People are going to talk about new stuff.
Everybody's staying for 7
Brett
minutes.
Brett may talk about...
Resident Evil, The Mercenaries 3D.
God. That was totally necessary.
So many words.
I love how he says every word of the title.
Hi, I'm Chris Antista and stuff.
I'm Michael Raparez and also stuff.
I'm still Brett Elson, despite
Anybody?
All my efforts.
I am stuff.
I am Henry Barrett. I am Henry Gilbert and things.
Henry Gilbert things.
I think I have a VHS.
Bed Bath and Gilbert.
Fucking weird week, Jesus Christ.
And yeah, yep. Weird week.
What'd you guys do this weekend? My girlfriend broke up with me.
We're going to go right into that.
I
feel like that happened to me, too.
Did it? Why?
No, I feel like that your breakup happened to me.
Yeah, kind of.
I felt...
You're the one I felt for the most when
I
this went down.
I felt sad as well. I was going to joke. I thought
it might not take, but then I Twittered about it. It's my... I think any of our first public breakup.
Yeah, well, yeah. You...
What? What?
You made it public.
I made a joke first. About it. It could have meant anything. It could have meant anything, and then people speculated and asked her and a publicist. There was room maybe to wiggle and get back together, but since a couple of you guys asked my girlfriend, she sent a public tweet, yes, I can confirm the relationship.
I was totally silent to her.
No, not you.
You mean our audience?
Yeah, our audience. Our fans, my Twitter followers. I just thought that was sort of insane.
I guess they want you all to themselves.
Yeah. No.
They want you to be happy.
Yeah, you got me. Let's go through this without
crying.
They want
you to be adventurous again, like Peter Parker was before he married Mary Jane.
Yeah, this is all Mephisto's fault for unmarrying you guys.
I'm sorry.
So, it does really suck.
Felt like crying
but
all
now
day.
You get to bang the Black Cat.
Black Cat?
It's much better.
What's that?
He's carrying on the Spider-Man.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
He's always been hotter than Mary Jane.
You know what?
Yeah.
Thing that'll make me feel better in this situation, side bite music. There we go. Now it's time to do a show.
I was going
to
joke and say you had a bad weekend because you saw Cars 2.
I didn't. Wow. I saw a bunch of movies on my own, though.
Yeah, I think Mike Grimm's weekend was just as bad as yours because he saw Cars 2.
And he liked it.
I got I was so cool with the breakup, but I'm not going to go into all that situation yet. Who knows? Maybe it's salvageable.
You went into everything else.
I would, but you know. Not at this juncture. not right now.
She won't listen to the podcast.
No.
Fuck.
That would be a bad idea.
I would like to counsel you not to, Chris.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
I think you should radio silence was the right
thing. Oh, no, I was saying what I was feeling, because I went and saw a bunch of movies. First day I hung out with friends, I'm like, oh, fuck this. Who needs this? And I go and see movies. Don't go see movies by yourself after a breakup, because then I get out and like, well, the credits are over, and so's my bottle of whiskey, and I'm alone. And then you just get to watch all the other lonely hearts who stumble out of a movie alone. You're like, wow.
You can ask them what they thought of the movie.
Oh God, am I gonna wear a promotional hat for the rest of my life like this guy? Or what about Stumbly? I don't want to be that guy either.
Well, was any of the other lonely hearts in there a beautiful woman?
No.
Watching Cars 2.
Super 8. Sorry, I needed some excitement.
Oh,
music.
Super 8.
Oh, yeah, you're recording. I did say you
were. That was all right.
It was good. It was good. It was like very, I don't know, such a calculated Spielberg.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't. That's calculated. Why, I feel like I should love it, but instead I just admire how calculated and textbook excellent it is. But
like
I don't feel
message.
Textbook good.
But I don't feel any attachment to it. But I know it is a great movie.
I don't either.
But the fact that I don't feel that attachment to me means it's not a great movie.
Somebody,
it's just trying very hard to be a great movie.
I forget who said it. Somebody said it on Twitter, like the third act lasts like 45 seconds. And now they're going to be nice and friendly. What? What the fuck happened? It's over now. It's over.
I don't know. I thought it was people were saying, oh, this is the best original film of the summer. I was like, it's not original.
Well,
guys.
At least it's original concept. Give it some credit.
There's some originality in there.
There's
probably not an original shot in the entire thing.
Well, let's get through this with some optimism.
What about, if I may suggest, pose you call the movie Mean Tea?
Oh, X-Men First Class, which I loved. Uh-huh. But I really loved the Inception music that played throughout. I thought that was an admirable choice. The fucking, I don't even have the horn anymore, but they, is that going to be the new soundtrack? Every trailer had like a giant, what instrument
is
that?
It is a new soundtrack. I think that was like the Battlefield 3 soundtrack as well.
Yeah, I remember it in a couple of E3 trailers.
It's weird.
Well, this weekend I got sick and didn't go to the Pride Parade, which I admit.
Aww. So. I wanted to go to the Pride. You were supposed to call me. We could have prided
it
up.
Well, I thought after Saturday you might not want to do stuff.
No, I was doing stuff on Saturday. I mean, that's back when I didn't care. Her
not
loss.
Sunday morning, you might not want to have that. Might not be in a fun-loving mood to watch gays walk down the street.
Oh, dude, I love it. Love it. It was love in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And flying out of
windows.
I
feel like there was a small amount of jealousy on their part because they want to celebrate being California gays, and here New York legalized, like, beat them to the punch the day before.
Yeah, dude, that Empire State Building and the rainbow colors,
that was
awesome.
Was really sweet.
That was insane.
I like that.
I didn't know they could do it that fast. Shit.
Maybe they had to prepare just in case.
Yeah? Yeah, they probably knew it was coming.
Well, I mean, it's Pride Weekend there, too. It was a national
We've talked about Super 8 and San Francisco Pride Weekend.
All right, yep. Sorry. This is
games,
guys. Vidya Games podcast. Boy, do we have a lot of them on the list. Some game deals, and you guys played shit, and Suicide, and... all right, top 7 something, right?
Charlie?
Yeah, it's the top 7 best games of 2011 so far.
Oh! I'll tell you what didn't make it. Let's see what didn't make it.
Yeah, what didn't make it, Chris?
This is...
Killzone.
No, that is a no for Killzone.
Black Ops.
We got a no for Black Ops.
Black Ops was last year.
Black Ops wouldn't be on the list.
Yeah, I have it listed as Black Ops, and I just want to see what's his nuts from Space Ghost.
Awesome. Shadows of the Damned.
Shadows of the Damned did not make it.
It's true.
Instead, a bunch of titles.
Little Big Planet 2 didn't make it.
The what?
Little Big Planet 2.
Yeah, that was a 10 that did not make the list.
Michael gave his blessing.
It's a 10 for Little Big Planet fans.
Oh, I see.
For everyone else, it's probably... It all depends on how much time you want to spend creating shit.
I'd say...
If you're not interested at all, it's like a 7 or an 8. And if you're an 8 or a 9, let's be fair, I bet.
I was going to be fair and be like a 0.
Something about four Little Big Planet fans. I know. I guess every game is for its fans, but
I have a feeling
we're
going to
make this just for Little Big Planet fans.
0 is what you might also give our number 7 entry.
Ooh, wait.
No, I wouldn't give it a 0.
I don't even know if we should talk about this one. Even
not Duke Nukem, not Crysis 2.
Boring. The reason we do it in June, the last 3 years, is because it is the halfway mark. July 1st marks half of the year is over.
Six months down, 6 months to go.
Yeah. It's our way of telling the industry these are games to beat.
And you know, last year's was our game of the year.
Oh, wow.
I think sure this was. Year it might very well be as well.
Oh, no. I really didn't like
the
this
list. The top 7's not as strong as... The 7 games aren't...
Sorry, Charlie.
The 7 games aren't as strong as they were last year, because last year the 7 were like... almost the same games at the end of the year, but yeah, the number
Red,
one,
Red,
I think.
Mario Galaxy 2.
All right, let's go. What's number seven?
L.A. Noiry?
L.A. Noiry. Oh, damn it. Where's my sound?
L.A. Noiry.
Oh, really? You're still fucking on that shit?
Michael, how'd you get that sound on the top seven?
I really pushed for it.
Yeah, I think Shaz the Damn should have been on there.
I disagree. I've been playing.
I love
it. It is no L.A. Noiry.
I liked it being number seven because it's obviously some people are going to think it's like a 9 or 10, and some people are going to think it's a
six
5 or 6.
Seven.
And some people, this is going to go off.
Yeah,
it
should probably say the scores factored into our inclusion, but like they weren't a rigid guideline. Yeah. So that's why, for example, LBP2 isn't in there.
We'll figure that out come time for number two or three. Or there's an upset in here that I don't think the words have been the title of the game has been spoken on this program.
but it did get a 10.
It did. I know.
We've just tired of it.
We've chatted the shit out of this, and every time I'm in the vice cases now, and it's still every case I play, I'm just like, I could talk for 3 hours about why this one case is terrible.
I disagree.
But I'm still going through it, but I've actually wanted to quit a couple of times now because I'm just really.
And it's definitely, I'm decided I'm not going
I know.
To 100% it. You know, I've 100%
like,
every GTA game that wasn't on a
that's
PSP.
That's not damning.
I'm just saying, I loved every second of it.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, for me, I always want 100% the main Rockstar games, and I just like. Got so close. All I needed was the film reels and the vehicles. I was like, it'd be like another 2 days. I can't give this game another 2 days.
No. All right.
I will say what happens in the arson cases is pretty neat, though.
Okay.
I haven't played that one yet.
Yeah, why don't you calm down for a second?
I played the other two.
I love many things about it, but just as we've discussed, just several key gameplay components to me feel totally busted.
I haven't had time to finish it, but...
What a great ending.
As per our previous conversation, I'm about to become a video game expert. I'm going to have all
you
the time
really
in the world.
Oh, I was so close to being your gamer score, too. I'm like 100
really?
Points
oh,
behind.
Oh, man, I finally...
Could you go on PS3 from now on?
But
you really should see how that Star Trek Season 1 treats you.
Exactly, that's what I'm going
man.
For.
That's perfect for a single man.
Lift your spirits.
That'll put everything right.
Man. Yeah, it really it feels good to finally get to that.
Watch something from the 80s.
Yeah.
Free as a bird. Remember that shitty Beatles?
I had the the
should have stayed unreleased.
Unreleased Beatles. So what's
from
number
a,
six?
A Beatles
number
C.
Six.
Six is Ocarina 3D, which
Ooh.
Is...
Jesus,
I still haven't cracked open my box yet.
I have. I played it. It's fun. It's
cool. I mean...
There you go. All the people that were mad about Ocarina of Time not being number one on the 100 best games of all time. Here's your consolation, number six. On the
top
shitty
seven consolation,
best games
though.
So
I feel like it should be disincluded just for.
I know,
I don't
it's
but
a
they did so much.
It's a remake, but they did.
I know.
They
I know.
Have drastically improved a game that was already beloved so dearly. So I fully endorse putting it on here.
I had wanted to put for the sixth spot Outland. It's really good.
I really like it.
It's really original. It doesn't break the mold. It's not like a totally great game. It's just a good game for this year.
I like
year.
The idea of being an XBLA game on there or just a downloadable game. But I thought about it. I was like, it's not a Braid or a Limbo or a Shadow
no,
Complex.
No, it's not a game changer or anything like that. It's just a nice, straightforward game.
I do like Outland.
Yeah, Outland's really
but
good.
It's not better than
Bloom
LA
County.
Noir.
I know. But, you know, we can't expect
actually,
Berkeley to go
than
back
LA
to
Noir,
that.
But,
Thanks, Hank.
Hey.
He's giving it to me.
No, I read a funny...
is this about Zelda?
Yes. A funny bit of trivia about Zelda today.
Okay.
That when they originally designed it, they didn't know if they could make a world as big as like Hyrule Field and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And they originally planned it instead for it to all take place in Ganon's castle, like Mario 64 all took place in Bowser's castle. And that... the only real remnant of that in the game now is the Forest Temple battle with Ganon in the fake Ganon in the in the paintings. Like apparently that was originally designed for the castle that they lived in. Then they figured out, oh, we can make something this expansive.
Wow.
We don't have to, you know, compartmentalize it that much.
That's so nice.
Very impressive.
Which is part of the reason it was such a big deal at the time of opening up this the idea of a of a of an op- Not quite an open world, but definitely that sensation. That sensation of an open world was there. And the 3DS one just fixes a shitload of problems. It's totally worth playing. And if you were waiting to get a 3DS, it's worth it. If you've never played it, it's worth it. It's just absolutely worth playing.
It's great.
Regardless,
probably the only thing that's worth $40 on that platform.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, definitely.
Oh boy.
I'd say Street Fighter's worth $40 if you like. No, it's more like $30.
You really think you're gonna play competitive? On a handheld. I don't know.
No, it's just a good... Like, I played it a lot by myself to practice to take it to the console version.
And that's transferable, you think? Yeah. All right. I was going to segue this is what Hank was talking about, but the Iwata Ask stuff on Nintendo's official website, really cool occasionally. And you have Iwata asking Miyamoto questions about Zelda, and he just, I don't know, something I've been, a theory I've been passing around this show, and obviously I have a sound effect to go with it, otherwise why would I bring it up? Iwata asks, when you make a Zelda game, how do you think about the story? Miyamoto says, the stories in The Legend of Zelda may not match up as the series progresses. We actually expand a lot of time. We expend a lot of time trying to make them match up, though. It would make things a lot easier if the players were like, oh, that doesn't really matter. And I agree. Like, it doesn't. You don't need to find a connection to another game in order to enjoy this game. And it's like, in Iwata laughs. Ah! I not have a laugh sound effect? Come on,
is
man.
Is Bison laughing?
There's his. There we go.
Second.
Iwata laughs and says, you would rather spend your time and energy in making game elements rather than a story. Miyamoto says that's right. Sometimes people ask whether Yoshi is a boy or a girl. If I answer probably a boy, then they say, so a boy is laying eggs. And Iwata also.
Iwata!
Iwata.
I really didn't want to correct you because I didn't want to throw you off.
How do you say it?
Iwata.
Iwata?
Yeah. Iwata-san.
Iwata. Miyamoto says, but the moment I say Yoshi lays eggs, so Yoshi must be a girl, they'll say, well, then Yoshi's voice needs to be a girl, but I want to make video games without having to worry about such background info. Boom. Take the animated series Popeye, for example, and old cartoons like those.
He loves Popeye.
The roles
Popeye
of the
lays eggs, and he doesn't.
No. The roles of the characters were different every time. And to this, I say yes.
It does make some sense. Yeah.
It does make sense because I don't know. I'm finding like almost worth writing an article on the parallels between Nintendo and the Disney Company. But they are cartoon characters in that, like, Mario, in some respect, is whatever he needs to be in order to make this gameplay element work. Mm-hmm. To sell this premise. He's a tennis pro. He's a soccer star.
He likes to party.
I don't mind it for Mario, but it's Zelda where it's all about a legend and a story, and they want to have these continued relationships between Ganon, Link, and Zelda, and all the games have the Triforce. They all have the same Triforce pieces. Some of them lead directly into others. It's like, can you just settle on a... Can three of you just go in a room?
Isn't this more interesting? Like, every generation has their own Zelda, and it's like, it's not a reboot. There's still a connection
It's just really frustrating, because they don't
Spock doesn't come in and say it's a parallel universe where the guy from Heroes is me.
They don't think it matters at all, but if someone spent their whole life playing Zelda, like, I would like... And the thing is, like... 70% of them are canonical. Like, you could go, no, this, and this.
Drop in breadcrumb trails.
The blurry points are like, well, which one's actually the first? And which one's actually this one? Like, Zelda 2 is the most chronologically recent, as far as I know, on the NES. Mm. And they always say Ocarina starts, but there's evidence that Minish Cap might be the first, and they just said that Skyward Sword will predate Ocarina.
Yeah,
so it's like the fact that they say some of them, but not all of them.
Maybe
like,
the chronology is arranged in a Mobius loop.
Yes. I think that's all what circular. Is happening. If somebody could tell me what a Mobius loop is,
it's an infinite
Ouroboros.
I don't think they're thinking about that.
I know, and they should be.
I don't know.
It would take them a day just to decide how they go.
No, I don't think that matters. I don't think it matters at all.
It doesn't matter as far as the quality of the games, but it's like, Metroid has a defined chronology. They have laid it all out.
Yeah,
so it's
like,
you guys pick and choose which games you care about the story. Zelda's story is really cool, and this it makes it seem grander.
But isn't it
a history there.
Isn't it too late for that to like tie them together officially somehow?
No, there'd
always be anachronisms.
There's enough nuggets in each one that people have already pieced together.
But I think that's more fun for me to read about how people think they piece together than for Nintendo to come out and officially link them in some way.
But then when they come out and say there isn't one. But at the same time, Aonuma.
Nothing.
Was it Aonuma who said, oh, we have a list.
We
haven't published it. Like,
they
he said there's a list.
On it all the time. Like,
he said they have internally the chronology of Zelda. They just don't tell
I don't
him.
Know. Just like having,
he said there exists.
Having actually poured my balls into like a creative product, like, it's. I'm glad they're not thinking about that because the other things they think about is what makes Zelda great.
Yeah, I agree.
We should move on, I guess. What is number 4?
Hey, Charlie, I like the fabric of your shirt.
Me too, Jesus Charlie.
It's a thermal shirt.
Here, show everybody on the on listen, show from? The listeners what you're...
Whoa. I wanted to include
I'm
you.
Actually not wearing, I'm actually not wearing a shirt.
No?
That's what that is.
Really? That's just your skin and...
Henry just likes my skin.
Oh my goodness.
I just wanted to include Charlie in this conversation.
Well, Charlie can talk about
I'm
number 5.
I'm hiding from Henry. Henry terrifies me right now.
I have to leave...
Number five.
What is a bullet strom?
Oh. I'll kill your dick.
Yeah, that prepared.
Some of that.
Okay. Bolt Storm, yeah. It got a 10, but...
Or a tenner, as they would say.
A tenner, got a tenner from the UK.
A tenner?
I would definitely think it was a really, really good game. I don't know if I would have given it a 10, but definitely deserves to be on this list, even though I think a lot of people in this office disagree that haven't played it yet, maybe. Just based on the overall vibe of, like, it's dick tit jokes, and its characters are kind of silly, but the gameplay... If you just erase the entire story and the characters and...
Like Zelda.
Yeah, like Zelda. I think I told Michael, like the opposite of L.A. Noire. It was L.A. Noire, everything but the gameplay is great. And Bulletstorm, the gameplay is great. And it's enough to carry everything else.
I think L.A. Noire's gameplay is fantastic.
Agree with Charlie. Agree with Charlie.
Never.
Has anybody in here besides me played
Bulletstorm?
Although,
I would like to say that several commenters, probably who've never played another fighting game in their lives, would like us to know that Mortal Kombat is actually the best game of the year.
Yes.
yes. Well, obviously, Brett's proven that he is stupid and doesn't know anything about Mortal Kombat.
How dare you give their favorite game an 8, Brett? Yes. You should have read their mind.
And comparing it to Street Fighter? Yes. How dare you?
How dare I?
Meanwhile, they're completely different games.
Meanwhile, let's see if you're all still playing Mortal Kombat next April.
I just want to know. I just want to know.
They will be because their parents won't buy them a new game.
Well, I played...
I feel like everybody's just forgotten about Bulletstorm already, or they're just like, eh, it's okay.
It's great, it's great single player
game. I think the gameplay is fantastic and unique, and I would like to see another game, maybe with a better plot and better characters.
Yeah.
I like that the main character is basically Wolverine.
Yeah.
Like, voiced by a guy who's done Wolverine dozens of times.
Really? I didn't know that.
Stephen Bloom's done a lot of Wolverine.
That guy,
I'll kill your dick!
That guy, incidentally, is becoming this year's Nolan North.
Really?
He's like in every fucking game I've played.
He's Garcia Hotspur!
No, he's just... What? He was Nolan
Garcia
North.
Garcia Hotspur.
Garcia Hotspur?
Garcia fucking Hotspur. Oh, yeah. Hunter of demons and killer of padrones like you!
I am not padrone. Henry called me Padron. Need excite bike.
Or something. Yeah. Putas, I think he calls him Putas.
Putas.
Yeah. Hey, you are Puta Claus.
Yeah, Puta Claus.
You are commercial premium tequila.
This is what I call a big boner. Let's take this pole for a stroll.
You are really getting into Speedy Gonzales territory.
That's
where did that sombrero come from? Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
That's the Pokemon character I'm assuming.
Yeah, are you going to talk about how you're feeling sleepy?
Speaking
you know
of
what,
Pokemon.
Hank? Racism achievement unlocked. What's,
I'm doing pretty good
wait,
on achievements.
Is that what number four?
Speaking of
hold
Pokemon.
On, Charlie, I want you to work with me here. Hold on, let me prepare this. Let me see how good you're...
I'm not good at improvisation.
You don't have to. We have to,
What do you like to play?
Pokemon?
Pokemon! Pokemon with the pokey and the man and the thing where the guy comes out of the thing and he likes to fall out of that.
It's perfect.
Poor man.
You're welcome.
That's another joke the family got ripped off like within
strokes.
The same year.
Yeah, let's not open that
Okay, Henry, okay.
What, the Simpsons did that joke like 15 fucking years ago?
Yeah, I know, and then within a year, Family Guy did that same joke. And
right,
it wasn't
not talking
funny.
About Family Guy.
Is,
That is chronologically impossible.
And he likes to fall out of Sarah.
With the hippin' and the hoppin' and the bippin' and the boppin'.
All right.
About 10 years
No,
separated.
No, you're thinking of a different time.
Nobody gives a shit.
Henry, you know about Pokemon. Could you please talk about...
Yes, please.
I really like Pokemon quite a lot.
Pokemon!
All right, number three.
Black and White was a lot of fun. They made a lot of important improvements to the series. It was only new Pokemon you could catch in the beginning, so it was like almost like a reboot of the franchise, particularly. Mm. It made all these important fixes to the series and while still being on the DS. It was a lot of fun.
Well, I liked all the animations they added to the battle, so they don't seem so static. It's little touches.
You see Pokemon Goatsy today? That was pretty
good.
Yes,
it is.
What is that from?
Amazing.
It's from the game.
From Goatsy.
That's what the old man looks like, bending over.
He just looks like he's pulling
he's
his
bending over, yeah. Mm.
But I did ask. I was
an old man with a wrench back.
I had Pokemon and Zelda 3D on the list. I said,
Pokemon!
Which one to put first? And I asked Brett and Carol, and they were like, oh, well, Zelda's remake. But they never gave a good reason for having Pokemon earlier.
Yeah, I know.
They just said Zelda's remake.
Awesome.
I was like, well, isn't Pokemon...
It's a substantial
isn't
upgrade.
Pokemon, is every Pokemon just a remake of the last Pokemon? And then nobody answered
You're showing your ignorance
they just,
here,
they, Oh, but then why, everybody I said that just went... Pff, But they never actually had a response.
Well, it's because I was waiting for no one to be talking.
That's like explaining jazz, man.
Jesus Christ.
How you got to get into it to know why Pokemon...
You know what? I don't even want to talk about it. Let's just go.
All right, Henry.
It's also got the best story of any Pokemon game to date. Like, best graphics.
It is.
Tons of fixes. It's really great.
No, Pokemon Black and White is good shit.
Is it the best sound design of any Pokemon?
Sure.
Henry, in summation.
What do you like to play?
Pokemon.
Number three.
We have something else, I'm assuming.
A game that I also had problems with.
Which one?
But it was still good.
Dead Space 2.
Wow, I don't know why I had so much problems finding sounds for this. Here's my sound.
Dead Space 2.
Henry's very passionate about this, but I will say that I think Dead Space 2 is better than Dead Space 1 in every way, except for that last horrible running away from the monsters that can't be killed. If you just run, it's about 10 minutes.
It's
30 minutes if you're doing it right.
I felt like the last 2 hours was
usually I'm not penalized
garbage.
That much just by discovering something in a game.
It was just that one section, though.
Well, the last 2 hours have some real dragging parts of just, like, walk into a room, like, five guys explode out, and one gets you, and you're like... Then you walk into it a second time, and then it's all the same guys exploding from the exact same places, and it gets laborious.
Everybody, Mike Grimm was giving me shit about it, and if you die at any point, did you not die the most at that point?
And then you
realize like Dead Space is like just you have to go. You know where the guys are going to be.
It turns into memorization.
You cross like you know what tile you have to step over to where this thing will execute, and you just have to deal with it again. And like that part's not my problem. It's the guy behind me who keeps coming after me.
Yeah, there always a guy behind you.
The game is designed to get cheap shots, and it's like that's not scary. That's frustrating. I'm not. Oh my god, somebody's behind me. I just want to.
So why is Dead Space 2 good?
There's a lot of the like almost all of it. I can't believe that it's so. I'm so frustrated by the last bit. It overshadows how great.
I still think that, but the ending, I thought that was way more enjoyable than the ending of Dead Space 1. I thought that last boss fight in Dead Space 1 sucked. Hated
really?
It.
Yeah,
it was horrible.
You weren't the one trying to randomly kill vapor aliens trying to get weapons which don't.
With a bad loadout.
Yeah, that don't fall with any kind of regularity. Like I killed the first 16 nothing. Like, and then this way, I'm just running in circles waiting.
I really like the Dead Space 2 really stepped it up with action set pieces. Like, those were really cool.
Like they when you're the bit where you're readjusting the solar thing.
Yeah,
it's pretty.
That's really cool. And the second sun's out there, but that's cool. Yeah. Whatever.
Who gives
a shit about gravitational wells?
Or when you're hanging upside down from a train shooting guys. Mm-hmm. That was really cool.
That's cool.
Or when you're in anti-gravity and that giant monster dude isn't letting you go. And
I just like the environments, but too. I like the school was really creepy. The mall area was really big.
The daycare was
epic
so cool.
Feeling.
Yeah.
And Isaac was actually a really likable character.
Isaac really came into his own. For being
instead of having that stupid what's-her-face from the first, she's one of our annoying nags from top 7. We had Ellie, who was really likable as well.
Yeah, Ellie was great. And also, like, in the first Dead Space, it was him just be like, you'd complete a task, and then someone would say, hey, that's good. Well, let's turn the key. Oh, that didn't work either. Well, why don't you go this other place?
Yeah.
And then Isaac says nothing and does as he's told.
I also loved the entire chapter back on the Ishimura.
Yeah, that
all
was
of that was really
because it
cool.
held back for
really
so cool. long.
Yes,
like nothing happened.
It played like I felt Dead Space should, where it's like it was tension, and I was actually like, Jesus, when is something going to fucking happen? And then when it did, it meant something.
And that there was like evidence of people having been there since.
Yeah.
Also,
was crazy.
Spoiler warning, but it's not for 6 months. I like that he saved someone. Ellie lived. My biggest sadness is about two. I think the first game that I think darkened a lot of people on it was like, Isaac fails to save anyone but himself. Like, everyone dies, and the one person he came to save was dead before he got there. Like, it's just such a dark ending.
And it implies that what kind of life is he going to have now? He's going to be haunted by ghosts.
Yeah.
Well, Henry, it is Dead Space.
That's why I was so glad he overcame. He overcame his grief. He finally, let her go, killed her, basically killed his memory, and, like, made a new friend at the very least. I don't know. They didn't really play up like that they could be love interests. I'm sure they will be, but it was they didn't go crazy with it.
We also didn't sex her up. She just was a normal fucking woman without a huge rack and like, oh my god, save me.
And she lost an eyeball.
And she lost an eye.
Yeah, but man, that's why I love
harsh.
When she got in the eye, like, I thought, oh, she's a giant victim now. And then she's beating the shit out of that guy who took her eye. Yeah. Like, that was great.
Lots of great moments. And even as frustrated as I got, I did the PS3 version instead of 360 because it came with Extraction, which is really good to play through once, but not twice. I still have like 89% of the trophies.
Yeah.
Like the equivalent of getting like 890 points. Like, I played through it maybe three times. I don't remember.
Yeah, I did it 2.5 times.
I did it three.
You played Dead Space 2 3 times?
Yes.
Whoa.
Because it was, well, once you beat it once, you get to restart with all that cool shit. So
yeah,
I went to get one achievement.
What is it? Plus?
Something like
New
that.
New Game Plus.
Yeah. Nice. And I don't know.
Shadows
just
of the Damned doesn't have
the underlying gameplay of just shooting the Necromorphs, blowing shit off of their limb, like, that's really satisfying.
Yeah.
And despite all the problems I had, and I actually thought the final boss battle was really fun.
Yeah.
And I know I'm kind of in the minority, considering I hated the last hour, and then I thought that boss battle was actually kind of cool.
Yeah, I love
and it was meaningful
firing ammo into a cyclone.
It was important.
All right.
Number two.
Dead Space 2. Wow.
Number two.
Insert like recorded audio from Matt Keese later into this part.
What
am I fighting for?
That's not The Witcher. Here's my only other Witcher sound effect.
The Witcher 2 got a high score from Games Radar.
That's not pulled from the game.
There you go.
Michael Rapara is Witcher 2.
What about it?
I don't know. Just wanted to see if you had something to say.
Nope.
You know, having the iPad really emphasizes that you're literally just reading webcomics.
Yep.
I don't care. I know you can have sexy sex in the game.
That's important.
We were fapping. I don't even know if that fap ever went live.
I don't think it did.
Whereas we sat there and listened to this discussion between the in-game characters and Tyler Nagata. It felt like being stoned. Tyler Nagata just turns to me. Lore. And we lost our minds on the if they didn't approve it, that might have been why we just started cracking up.
Oh, because it was some pre-release build, wasn't it?
Witcher
2.
Because it was hooked up to some crazy computer over here.
But I was trying to make sure every game that we've given a 10 this year was on the list, except for Little Big Planet 2, which Michael said was horrible and should not be on the list.
That's why I gave it a 10.
There
Charlie.
He is.
You gave it a 10 for fans of Little Big Planet.
Where is this spite coming from?
I don't know.
Where were you when Little Big Planet 2 needed a defender? Needed someone in its corner.
I was not playing it anymore.
Where were you?
Because
where were you?
He didn't defend it because he's not a Little Big Planet.
You could have been the sack man.
Sack boy.
Sack man.
No.
You could have been the sack dad.
No.
Also, we don't need it anymore because we have Disney Universe now.
There you go.
Boy.
Yes, angering fans of both.
But anyway, none of us here have played The Witcher 2 or know anything about it. But I went over to talk to people that have, a.k.a. Matt
Well,
Keese.
You have spell, and you throw fire, and die.
And I said, does it deserve to be number two? And he's like, yes.
Yay!
You know, that sound effect reminds me of
the Family Guy,
of the Smurfs. You know,
Jesus,
have you been seeing these Smurf ads around town? Man?
Yes.
You know, one that's hilarious.
It really sounds
Henry.
It sounds profane when you say it, Henry.
Smurf.
Jesus.
You know, I've
You've seen these Smurf
Henry.
Ads.
I've seen
it was
one.
Been Pride Week. They, you know, there's other things. To
I've
call
seen
them.
One. I saw one that was hilarious, where it was Papa Smurf, who's not normally a funny character. Was wearing sunglasses. I mean, come on.
Put a 10
That's
on
not
this
what circus. He'd normally do.
Man, how do we get
Andy
to
Rooney, everybody. TV's Andy Rooney.
Henry Rooney. I like it. I'm like, what is the Smurfs anyway? I didn't like it the first
exactly
time when I was 80.
I know exactly what the Smurfs are.
I know.
And then what's the next cut when it cuts back to him at the end of the show? I have always loved Smurfs since I was a child.
It doesn't look like I'm having a stroke, but
I have been since 76. Number one?
Number one!
Super Mario World.
Yep.
Oh, boy!
Number one is...
I don't think anybody can guess number one. We don't even talk about
it. Oh, Prodl. Wait, Portal. I do have a sound. Can I play it first before anybody says a fucking word? Thank you.
Shit bastard motherfucker.
That's
Cheryl.
She doesn't
work.
Shit bastard motherfucker. Shit
bastard. Yeah.
I can't believe you got her to say that stuff.
Ooh, Gladys? It's in the game somewhere.
Oh, I see. I'm just saying, strip the DVD of all the data and...
Carolyn. No, I like the old sound effects. These are the ones that Tyler Wilde got me before he died and worked somewhere else. My favorite sound of all. I just love it.
Federal regulations require me to warn you that this next test chamber is looking pretty good.
Love it.
That's
really
good. That's pretty great.
That was the top seven.
I still haven't done the co-op missions, but I mean...
Me neither. You want to do them?
I was waiting for Carolyn, but I've been waiting for 3 months.
I have a lot of time.
Let me check on that.
I think you'll need a game first.
I don't have the game.
I think it's going to be... This is the game to beat for Game of the Year.
No, really I thoroughly enjoyed the single player, and even though it is, 6 hours or 5 hours, whatever it was.
It lasted longer than that.
Seven? I don't
remember. I felt like it was 8 hours.
I don't remember, because it was 30 years ago, but what I was playing, it's like... I'll happily pay $60 if every minute of that 8 hours is better than a 60-hour game that's pretty okay.
Well, also, the co-op is completely separate, but also sort of connected to the story, but equally awesome as the campaign, just as good.
Puzzles were brilliant as ever. The character... Well, there's only four characters, and they're all great.
Perfect.
All great.
That's what's great. It's like the first game that kept it just to Shell and GLaDOS. It's like, oh, no, they're adding more characters. They're going to ruin it. And nope. These characters are just as good as those other two characters.
Yeah, but they're different, though, too. That, Wheatley is so different from GLaDOS.
So perfectly paced. So it's the exact amount of everything you need. No more, no less.
Well, technically, it's six characters. Because you've got Atlas and Peabody, too. Although they don't talk. But neither does Chell.
They do appear in the...
Yeah, I guess if Chell counts as a character, so Atlas...
What about the Oracle turret? Does that count as a character?
The what?
Or what about the faulty turrets?
Yes.
Keep good.
Yes, the faulty turrets are a new character.
But I don't know. It's
singular.
Like,
singular new character.
Would you say Portal 2 is better than Portal 1?
Yes.
Yeah.
So if Portal 1 is our best game of all time, does that make Portal 2 the new best game of all time?
Clearly.
It maybe does. Maybe it does.
We have to go revise that list now. Move everything up.
We should revise everything else, too. We should probably take off all the Zeldas.
But, Mortal Kombat is one.
The 2011 Mortal Kombat needs to be on the 100 best.
It's a perfectly good game. What do you understand about an 8?
Now more people have played... Now more people have played Donkey Kong 94, so maybe that should move up in the list.
Dude, get that shit on your 3DS.
We got Zelda on there. Shit. That game's great.
Which one?
Ocarina of Time. Like, why couldn't we put Donkey Kong 94 as the best game of 2011?
It wasn't a remake.
So? It was a little bit remade.
No.
The original version, fucked it.
The original version had Super Game Boy support, which this one doesn't.
Exactly. Well, the original version didn't have two black bars on the sides to maintain the aspect ratio.
It plays as
changes
if you only...
the game.
It plays as if you put it into a black and white Game Boy.
Changes the game.
Fun fact about that. What princess is this? Is that Daisy?
It's not a princess.
It's Pauline.
Pauline, right. Derp.
Is it still Pauline? Okay.
In the Game Boy version...
I know you nodded. Yeah, on the podcast.
In the Game Boy version...
It made me feel good, though. Henry knowingly nod at me for getting Nintendo information right.
The Game Boy version, which is the one on the DSi 3DS shop, when she says, help, 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 it's just, meh, meh, meh. Mm. But if you use the Super Game Boy... It actually added her actual voice going, help,
really?
Help.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, I never knew that.
On the Super Nintendo, you actually got a voiced help.
Does that make it more powerful?
Fun fact.
It must have been built into the adapter.
Something about it would know you had it plugged into the Super Game Boy. Well, it already did that.
It's weird, but that means it came with that hard...
Because all the Game Boy games that were Super Game Boy compatible, which you plugged into your Super Nintendo... had both versions that when you plugged it into a Super Game Boy,
you might need to do a little bit of research here.
It would know and put the colors, because the Game Boy, Donkey Kong for Game Boy had 256 colors on the screen, so it actually had it.
That was their flagship Super Game Boy game.
It was kind of launched the Super Game Boy. Yeah. Whereas default Game Boy games that you put in only got a palette of four colors that you could choose as you saw fit.
Yeah,
but
they got that early day of TT and TNT where we're going to colorize King Kong. That's three colors. Yeah. And he's green. This is unacceptable. And I had a sound effect of Popeye and Donkey. I don't remember what the fuck is it.
Well, that was. The number one game was...
Oh, yeah!
Number one game was King Kong.
King of Kong, the greatest game of all time.
Yes.
Still, to this day,
looking pretty good.
Should we... I wanted
Let's
to,
go.
bring up, wow, I didn't know anything about the Supreme Court decision, but it's like, it's the 10th thing in the world my dad's ever texted me about.
Or the first nine.
Kind of a big deal.
It is a big deal, right? Like, if my dad's looking at it, then it's probably, you don't have to bring, we'll maybe play the Daily Show clip in the middle.
I had a couple things to say about it.
Please, go, Hank.
What
am I fighting for?
We were fighting for games to be recognized as protected speech. Mm-hmm. Like, at the root of it really was, is the ESRB good enough as a self-governing body like the MPAA, mm-hmm. or do they need laws to enforce them instead? Which they don't do for music or videos.
It's like an FDA. I think they were treating it like a Nerf product.
They want it, yeah. Well, really.
Well, if you're Leland Yee, you think that video games are just as harmful as cigarettes and firearms and booze and pornography and deserves to be treated the same way.
All of which we use in every podcast.
Mm-hmm. This took 6 years, though. This got instituted in 2005 and never enforced because it was challenged immediately. This was like, when you think of how much money was wasted on this thing because Leland Yee and other
Arnold
and other losers had to use it as a soapbox.
I'd say you could use that in an anti-Schwarzenegger campaign, but it lasted so long he's out of office now.
He's out of office and knocking up maids.
You know what's funny was that it was originally Schwarzenegger versus the EMA.
Yeah. But could you watch how you say that man's name?
I can't believe
the last two syllables.
I can't believe the EMA got Hulk Hogan.
By the time the decision came down, they had to rename it because we have a new governor, so it's Brown versus EMA, which makes it sound like a very important Supreme Court decision.
I wonder how Jerry Brown felt about having his name on that.
Did he want to inherit that?
Well, he had to. That's part
Can
of the,
he not just say, fuck this, never mind?
Yeah, no, I didn't do that.
Well, even if he had, the Supreme Court case needs to fucking happen. Yeah. It needed to go through the Supreme Court. That they said, no, video games are protected speech. And, of course, Leland Yee and his cronies are like, oh, but they're just siding on with corporations.
Yeah.
this is just another decision against the people in favor of big business. waving my arms like Kermit when I say this.
The defenders of the bill would say that it's not censorship. They're just enforcing rules that other people don't bother to.
Yeah.
Which is censorship.
With, I think, a writer that for jail time. If you sell a game to a minor.
There's definitely $1,000 fine was involved.
Well, it's the same thing, like, if you sneak in as a 15-year-old to go see to battle a jellyfish at a rated R movie when you're 15.
What does that have to do with anything we're talking
about? Nothing happens. You get kicked out.
Yeah, you get kicked out. It's like, can a retailer not just say, no?
Well, it's sad to me.
I got no power. The thing is that a lot of people are under the impression, are under the illusion that movie ratings are like a legal thing. Like, you legally cannot go see an R-rated movie, which is bullshit.
Yeah.
That is a policy enforced by the MPAA and the theaters.
It is totally legal.
But the fact that so many people assume it's illegal shows how effective it has been in all of our upbringing. Like, the idea of sneaking into a rated R movie is like, oh, fuck, I don't know.
Like, AMC, Lowe's, Cinemark, there's like three movie theater companies left in the universe, and they all adhere to this. But they all adhere to this law, and like in this country, GameStop is it, and they adhere to this law too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not even a law. It's not a law,
right? Toys R Us. When I was at Toys R Us, I don't know if you guys knew this, but
boy.
We did the same thing. Like, it would literally, if you scan a game, it will prompt you on the register.
You cannot
continue in the transaction unless you
enter a
are they 17? You have to hit yes or no. Oh, it's like, yes, someone could just skip it, but it's like, what else can you do other than fire the person who's not scanning?
Hey, we're going down to the Toys R Us. They don't card on games. We're going to get all the M-rated games we can.
God,
that's going to be awesome. Let's go do this.
Jesus.
Let's go get The Witcher 2.
I've been carded for getting M-rated games.
That is literally like 13-year-old you. It's fucking incredible.
Fuck yeah.
It's
fucking gray in my beard. I've been carded.
Bitches and their pussies after we're done playing Doom. It's going to be awesome. This dude's going to buy us beer.
Yeah.
It's sad. And another thing that frustrated me that I wrote the news story about it today, but I didn't get a chance to mention.
Gosling?
I didn't get a chance to mention it in the news story, but like when I checked what other places were reporting, like you could see game sites said First Amendment upheld, right, freedom of speech, blah,
blah,
blah. I
declared unconstitutional. Then, that's my favorite that too. Headline.
Well, meanwhile, when I went to ABC News, their headline was, I'm paraphrasing, but Supreme Court defeats violent video game ban. Strikes down, but they had to use violent video games in every headline. And of course, they had an image of someone buying a GTA 4 with a fucking 18 logo on it, meaning it was a British copy, which has nothing to do with American sales in the American Supreme Court.
That's what research is like in most news. When I was at ABC, they had to ask me every single, like, is this a game? Or is this like a calculator?
You're lucky they understand what anything that isn't Pac-Man is. It's just kind of like, they see something like Grand Theft Auto, and it's like, this is photorealistic. Like, no, it fucking isn't.
They're teaching children how to be murderers.
Really?
And how to sell drugs.
It just makes me think, like, are all these opportunistic and reactionary people, are they the ones that cannot tell the difference between?
Yes.
Like, they see it and they're like, I can't even tell. That's a video game.
Yes.
Because you haven't looked in 30 years.
It's dying down. It's almost over. We're going to live.
Where's the floating cherries?
Maybe not me, but you guys, you're going to live through this. You're going to live through this whole. Like, it'll never be brought up again.
Are you going to live to see Brave?
What is that, 2012?
Yeah,
summer 2012.
Yeah, those are going to live to see that.
You have The Hobbit, you have Dark Knight Rises.
Then next, Star Trek.
I really don't want to be cognizant. Why isn't there some place where you can just go, like, hey, could you shut my brain off for, like,
I know, that'd be great.
Like, just for 4 months.
You need the movie Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Yeah.
One of my favorites was, remember that sketch from Saturday Night Live? He was like NyQuil, but it puts you to sleep for all of flu season, like 3 months. And then,
with a beard.
He
wakes
up with Chris
Hibernol. It is Hibernol. Yeah.
And it's just like a giant bucket of NyQuil.
You'll live off of stored body fat. I'll try and find Hibernol to play during the break.
You've got Captain America Hartman to look forward to.
Well, I'm excited about it. These guys hate it. And
the new trailer.
I'm not saying I disagree, because I do. I have to listen to what you guys are saying, because you're the authorities, and the fact that you don't like it really hurts me. But I have liked most of the promotional material thus far.
It's not digging it.
The most recent
I don't like pipsqueak Chris Evans.
It just looks so fake. But so do his muscles when he gets super soldiered.
And somebody had the balls to tell me the game was good today. Like, I couldn't.
Yes, somebody did have those balls.
How dare that liar!
Exactly.
You know, you play it. Call me a liar.
Can we say that you played it?
I'm not going to say anything specific.
You said you said it's better than you think.
It is much better than you think, considering that Sega Marvel games have been utter shit.
And I won't say what, but what you compared it to makes me very suspicious of you.
Well, other people have already written previews comparing it, so it's basically
Michael,
a poor man's Arkham Asylum.
LVP of 10, L.A. Noir is that
good. I swear to God.
Now the Captain America game is good?
Yeah, it's almost like our tastes don't line up perfectly.
I don't even know what to do
anymore.
He's
got a plastic shield somewhere he just bought off with
Hasbro
swag.
I'm not intimating in any way it is as good as Arkham Asylum, but it takes some very clear cues from it. It is very clearly an Arkham Asylum. I hesitate to say ripoff, because it's actually like they actually tried. It's the developer.
It's next level.
Punch Out.
Mm-hmm. So does Captain America wander around like dark corridors picking up clues? And
actually, yes.
Why?
Because he's got to figure out what the Nazis
did you ask
are up
why
to.
A comic book character did something?
You know,
so why would Captain America be doing what Batman does?
I played it at a preview event, and the nicest thing I could think about was, like, this is not as broken as Thor.
The video that GameSpot posted, their direct feed.
I sent that around again.
The Nazi arcade.
Yeah. I forgot who did that. It was
that
really good.
Ridiculous.
He throws one shield in the whole
thing. The whole thing. Like, the computer's rigged to explode with 8 people at it.
Also, that preview event, it was being repped by 2 German people who then posed with the movie shield. I really wanted to say, I'm like, hey, wait, you shouldn't be posing with this shield.
Henry.
I don't want to sound like an ugly American, but you guys should not be posing with this shield.
Yeah,
here's the thing.
Filthy,
like,
red skulls.
You're fighting Hydra, not Nazis, but they look so much like Wolfenstein Nazis that the distinction is academic.
Those aren't Nazis.
And they all talk in
German.
Really?
Yeah. Those are not Nazis.
Those aren't Nazis.
I am fucking shocked.
They're all German. They all look like Nazis. They have black logos on red banners.
I've only seen, I guess, the opening, and it just looks like stepping that first building in Inglourious Bastards. It's just stepping into that
swastika. You can't have a man.
Speaking of Nazis, did you hear that Cars 2 has a car getting gassed by German cars?
What? What?
Knockout gassed.
Mike Grimm confirmed.
Don't ruin it, Henry.
We're all going
to
go see
German cars try to kill Mater with gas.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Well, also, if I can add a headline,
they tell him he's going into a car wash first.
So would you say cars?
I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ, Michael! Michael!
He's allowed.
God,
to
we got to go to break now.
That's
this is
terrible.
Ridiculous. Game deals. This is a Lemons remix from Cave Johnson. We're going to.
Michael, new releases, maybe?
Michael,
maybe
some new may releases. Or may not be employed.
I cannot believe
that.
I've been thinking. When life gives you lemons, don't make lemonade. Don't make lemonade. Make life take the lemons back. Take the lemons back. Get mad. Take the lemons back. Get mad. Get mad. I want your damn lemons. I want your damn lemons.
Hey, this is Chris Hardwick, and you're listening to Talk Radar on GamesRadar.com. Yay, you!
Yes, the legislative branch comes through again.
Mom, keep reading.
Quimby's cozying up to that sleazy video game producer. That really burns my beehive.
I must hasten home to play my new carjacking game. Give me your ride, jerk!
Matt, are you hurt?
Well, nothing a smile and some medical attention can't fix. That video game's gonna turn every kid in town into Stabby Sams and Drive-By Bettys.
Mom, I know how you could get that game banned.
How?
This manual tells us how to use superpowers.
You mean I can talk to whales like Aquaman? Or do whatever Hawkman does?
No, Mom. You have the power to convince crowds to do whatever you want.
Just like Oprah. Okay, let's stop that video game.
Hey, does anybody want to listen to the rest of this motherfucking podcast?
Yeah!
Radar 161 is
looking pretty good.
Might sing hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're gonna dance all the cares away. Sing hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day.
Jesus,
God, I like Nintendo and shut up, everybody.
Pride Day like really affected you.
what? It's Judy. Who could not
Judy,
say
I know.
Judy.
Mm-hmm.
Yay!
What the hell are we doing now?
New releases.
New releases.
I'd like to begin with Carolyn reviewed Mystery Case Files, the Malgrave incident.
She had a good time with that.
Look at the picture. The picture she used for the picture.
That picture, yeah.
Content stream image.
It's not a game.
A classy picture of a
it's a classy dame. Look at that bird sitting there. Give me
that bird
eyes.
With a black and white photo.
Looks like out of LA Noir, maybe.
It's a point and click adventure. The only reason we reviewed it in house is because it's published by Nintendo, and I was like, well, all right, well, then let's go ahead and review it if it's published by Nintendo, not like some bargain bin junk. And I didn't play it, but she did all weekend, and I sat there in a very distraught state most of Sunday and watched her play this, and it was so relaxing. And, like, as far as point-and-click silly, it's an item hunt where you're scanning an image. It's like Myst, basically.
One of the things is not like the other?
No, it's like Myst where you're navigating a 3D environment. But it's well done. The music is fantastic. It's all orchestrated. And, I mean, as far as that shit goes, it's pretty good. I was very surprised. It's a very no-one-here-gives-a-shit-at-all. But, like, if you don't mind that kind of game, it's not a bad choice.
Cool.
I did see a news story that I wanted to mention that Zelda Ocarina sold 20% to 20% of 3DS owners in the UK. So one-fifth of the people own a 3DS.
I expected more than that.
I'd expect more, strangely.
Well, if you, like how many fucking Xbox 360s are there out there? What do you think?
80,000.
80,000.
No, no, no.
80
not,
million.
Do I think like, it's like 50. Off the top of my head, I think it's like 50. In the U.S.
It's a fifth of people don't own Modern Warfare
2.
They don't.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Yeah, I guess
they don't. We know how much that can.
But
I meant
the numbers
to
are so much smaller now. Like, there's barely a million people who have a 3DS.
Also, thanks to Zelda, the 3DS finally surpassed the PSP in sales in Japan for the first time in a long time.
Oh, per week?
Yeah, per week sale thing. It's sad the 3DS is at least finally getting together. I think it's fall. You know, with you got Mario, you got Icarus, you got Mario Kart, which will surely sell 6 million copies.
We got a game Brett played. Oh yeah,
No. You had a sound from it.
3DS. Well, you can get free.
So yeah, over the weekend I reviewed.
Can you explain to me the appeal of that game?
Excitebike?
Yes, I've always tried to understand it.
Which button are you using, A or B? This could throw off your entire game.
I'm not sure.
Use A.
And then B, most of the time.
Is a tempered clutch, and then B will overheat. But you want to throw B as much as you can until the very second.
You also want to angle the bike in midair, back and forward, back and forward, back and forward.
It has a timeless quality because it's just a notch above. It does sort of look like all those old Atari games that are kind of unplayable, but it's got just a couple of things that keep it fresh. And I don't know, there's still something to excite by. Who the fuck cares?
And it's free now.
Make me apologize or play the whole song again, like I'm the fucking mini bosses. But Brett reviewed his 3DS game.
Yeah, Mercenaries 3D.
Resident Evil, the Mercenaries 3D.
God, I pushed start and I'm like, he's not gonna say the whole thing. Oh my God, he said the whole every time you push start.
He accidentally said the whole.
I heard a rumor today that game only ever lets you use one save file.
Yes.
And that you can't delete it.
There's save data and it's auto saving, and you cannot delete the save or modify the save ever. So if you wanted to start fresh, you can't.
But you don't really need to.
You don't. That gets into what the game is, which is the Mercenaries mode from 4 and 5, converted to 3D, which doesn't matter, but converted to a handheld, which is more important. And as a handheld game, that idea works very well. The idea of just playing a couple of missions, getting time, trying to get a better score, that's cool. But it tries to set up this mission structure, which the first half doesn't matter, because they're not true Mercenaries modes. They're just like, kill 10 enemies in this time amount, and then you do it, and it takes no effort whatsoever. Level 4 of the fucking mission structure is where the actual Mercenaries modes begin, where you start with 2 minutes, and then the more time you
the better you do, the better more combos you rack up, the more and kills you get, you add time to your clock.
Yeah, it's all about stringing combos together, using melee kills to get extra time, getting the time bonuses to keep the time stretched out so you can kill more enemies to get a higher score, but also be aware that the longer you're alive, the bigger enemies show up. And if you die, you don't get any points. So it's like this balance of like, do I keep pushing it? Do I keep trying to get more and more time? Or am I comfortable with this score and I'll just run out the clock? Like it's a great balance, and that's a lot of fun. But that's all that's in this game. And there's several missions to play, but they're all just survive.
I thought it was kind of ridiculous.
And also, it really is like a stopgap before Resident Evil Revelations.
It totally
the real
is.
Game.
People were upset when they charged $5 for the DLC for Resident Evil 5. This is a $40 game.
Yeah.
More of that.
It's more of that. There's more characters and more maps than the console versions. So there's more stuff, and there are perks that you can unlock now that change, like your guns become stronger, your healing becomes stronger, and if you level them up via playing and earning skill points, they get various effects. Like now, if I heal, my partner gets healed too, because you can play many of the levels co-op, either locally or online, and that works fine. But I mean, if you're playing online, you can't talk to the friend.
But so it's still basically a $40 challenge mode.
It's a $40 challenge mode. But it's hard to score that though, because I like Mercenaries and it's fun. And while I'm playing it, I'm having fun. But the big problem is, there's no online leaderboards. There's no way to share that score you're getting, which it made sense when it was a mode.
I think it's a raw deal.
It is. I'm getting the shaft again in the end.
Mr. Show.
I know, I got it.
And so that
I forgot the band's name.
Wicked Scepter.
Wicked Scepter. I went as them for Halloween.
Try in the shaft again. Yeah. Get it in the air.
Close
up the show with that if you'd like. No, we have a closer. Go ahead.
But it's like it is fun, but I can't. What's the point of me getting all these perks, playing it again? And I even was able to beat the game 5 hours.
Cool.
Unlocked the EX modes, which are all incredibly difficult, but even that I'm almost done with as of right now.
Wow.
I don't have like S ranks on it or anything, but like I'm finishing them, and while I could dig into this and decide which perks work best and really figure out which character I want to use and make a strategy for this level, which I can do, like what's the point of in 2011 on a handheld system that's connected to the internet, what's the point of getting all these crazy scores and pulling off all these crazy feats? I can't share it with anyone. Mm. I can't record the clip. I can't record the score. It's just this. All I have is I have to literally camera 3DS. Look, I got a high score. It's not 1986. I don't give a shit. Like it should be a leaderboard.
I don't. I do sort of like Mercenaries mode, but I don't. I don't think it's
like I'm fine.
Resident Evil doesn't have the best controls.
No,
like,
yeah,
and like it's still. I don't know. This is sort of.
In a few months, it'll be like $20. I'm betting.
Yeah, it's like it is. It's fun because Mercenaries at its core is a great idea.
Yeah, it is.
But it's a good side mission. It's a good distraction from the main game to go. Yeah, I'll just play some Mercenaries for a little bit. Or me and my friend will try to play. We'll alternate and try to get better scores.
Mm.
That was in 2005. It's 2011, and you launched it as its own game on a handheld system with other than the perks,
$40.
Which I completed over half the game using zero perks and getting A and S ranks and double S ranks. Which is funny when you're getting A and then a double S because then it says S.
Oh, it's like a button. It's like a button.
But yes. Then there's the added problem, like if you wanted to buy the game used, like in a month or a year, it will have all that save data on there, and
can't that's
get
what
rid
I
of
think it.
It
is.
You won't actually have to play the game.
Yeah, you can't have the feeling of unlocking anything.
Most DS games come with like a total memory clear ability. I remember.
Nope. No, that's what's weird. And somebody pointed that out. It's like Capcom assured people they'd be able to sell, trade in, or buy the game used, which I don't think anybody's done. I assure you, you'll be able to play this game used,
right,
as if you just did it. You just won't actually.
No, there's an actual thing in the instruction book that says asterisk italics, note, save data in this game cannot be
erased. So you buy a game, you will pick it up with the progress everybody else.
But
you start at the beginning.
I know, and even in like Advance Wars, it said like. Hold down like left, right, and press right again.
There's
and, like,
probably a
it's
way.
It's a total, complete way.
Probably a way.
Right, and I feel like they would have even shown us that.
Yeah,
like,
they would
if
have
you want to.
That.
But the fact that they're going out of their way.
Oh, if you hold the cart up to a magnet.
Yes, that'll do it.
Very powerful magnet.
That'll do it. So I don't know.
There's my Resident Evil card.
Jesus
right
Christ!
I don't think that actually works on flash memory.
Ah,
oh, sorry.
I got Wikiparas.
I think this just seems like Capcom out to make a quick buck.
It is definitely that. Like what's there is
that's
not.
That's what I mentioned. And like to you, is this just like okay, game companies? We all know mobile gaming is the future. Nintendo wants to charge $40 every game. Let's just start doing that. Promote our brands. Get the fuck out. Yeah. Start doing that.
It's $40 for, like $40. If this were on iPhone, it would be $10.
$40 for Monkey Ball.
Yes.
$2 for more on iPhone. $2
and the
for
3D
more.
Aspect is unnecessary. It doesn't add a goddamn thing.
I turned it off immediately.
But even still, like you noticed this. Mm-hmm. You called it out right away. Like
it's really
from
weird.
Far away, randomly, enemies will like jitter and
like
stutter.
Twisted metal esque. Like what the fuck is going on?
Like
back
they'll just
there?
Flicker and like disappear and reappear in front of you, mm-hmm. and like there's just some bugginess going
when
on.
When they back away, they like they lose several. Dozen frames of animation.
Yeah,
like
it's
when
weird.
They move far away from you,
and it's not consistent. Like if you're looking at them from across the map, and you see them, they'll just like, and now they're like halfway. They covered half that distance.
I do like the Mercenaries mode, but I didn't like it that much here. I really did.
It's also hard to play in a handheld because my fingers get fucking cramped. Like you have a claw because you're always holding R to raise your gun. And why?
Like I wouldn't want to walk around with my gun drawn in a map solely designed to be in a fucking survival mode with zombies.
Yeah.
But yeah, how do I turn around quickly? You hold down and I'm using the analog stick.
Isn't
so
it still the old Resident Evil rule of like feet planted in place when you pull out your gun?
Yeah. There's no moving around.
You can stand still, but also if while you're holding R, you hold L, you can't actually move while you shoot.
Oh,
really?
But it's just like a strafe. Like you can't then further adjust the line of the, like the laser sight.
I ran into problems because like if you uppercut people, you are zombies. You get to kneel or you stomp down like. Momentarily down zombies, you get more a point bonus.
The melee kill.
A point bonus, but like the Y button is used to jump over things, collect ammo.
Yeah.
Stomp, uppercut, neck break, and you can barely move, barely see what you're doing. And I'm like, say I'm up against a fence with an ammo box and a downed enemy and a very alive enemy.
Yeah.
And I press Y, like I don't know which one it's going to do. It just shows up on the screen like very
big. It seems to prioritize attacking the enemy, a melee kill.
It does.
I've had other times where I open up a treasure chest.
It's just obnoxious. I don't know. I got the feeling of like, why do they bring this here?
Yeah.
Why do they do this?
It's a very strange game. I mean, I don't know. I had fun playing it, but it's just such a weird target. I don't know what I'm scoring it yet because I'm still writing it. But it's out tomorrow. I was thinking a 6 because it's 6 to us is okay, and I think it's okay.
It's not a bad game.
It's not a bad game. It's just like
I find the pricing really annoying.
The price is kind of indefensible.
It's unsettling.
Like if there were online leaderboards, I could at least make the argument. Well,
you could at
it's
least
a score
care about your about yes. like your millisecond yes. or something.
But like
that.
It doesn't matter at all. Mm. And also, just the navigation is like when you finish a level. You just are immediately taken out of it, and you're back to the main menu. Like, that requires reloading the next level if you want to continue, or replay the same level to maybe get a better score. Like, the point of the game, like, when you finish a level, it should have this option in the menu that's like, retry, next mission, main menu. Which do you want to do? Nope, back out. You want to do this mission again? You gotta select to do this again. Do you want to pick a different level? You got to go over to mission select. Scroll down the list of missions. Select the new mission. Back to the main menu.
Look
then happened. Hit execute mission. There's so much menu. There's so much menu surfing.
Sorry, sweetie. But I don't think we can talk.
Then we're done. We're done.
Proportionately, we've talked about the game too long for how long.
I know. It's the biggest game this week.
No, it's fucking Hank's game. Hank's game.
Well, I haven't even played it yet, but it's Galaga Legions.
No.
DX is,
I was talking about Shadows of the Damned.
That was last week.
Whatever.
Yeah, try to keep
Where'd
up.
Your review go up? Fucking midnight Saturday
in
Australia.
It went up Friday. Maybe not UK Friday, which is when it came out in the UK.
My Facebook friend Lee S. He posted he wanted to hear about some storybook aspect.
Oh, and I don't.
You said you didn't want to spoil it.
It's a really cool part. I don't want to spoil it for anybody.
Well, I only have sounds.
Yeah, okay.
Look at this. We're flat as paper. It's like we're in our very own toy theater. No one toys with me.
But Henry doesn't want to spoil it. I wanted you to give
That is kind of a big spoiler.
Is it? Well, I mean...
A little bit. Like, I had no idea that was going to happen.
But you don't know what's actually happening right now. And I just thought the sound effects were
I can
were
guess
fucking
by the audio exactly what's happening.
Hysterical. Like a whole new way to kill things. Yes, it's fucking hysterical.
God.
It reminds me of such great old cartoons, like super old cartoons with such a weird flavor to it. I don't know.
Henry didn't want to read too much into it. I think it's really funny. Last one, fine. I was trying to figure out what this... What's that from? What's that noise from?
Know.
God damn it!
I remember it from.
It's not an EA game, but it seems like a
laser toy as a kid.
That stupid robot. Have you poured water on the top? Would blow smoke at you?
What?
What?
I can't start being. It's like an 80s, 90s little robot guy. Twirled around in circles, had little pinchers. You had a thing on the top of his head. You press a button, you do stuff. Shit. Somebody help me
sure
out.
This wasn't a dream you
It
had.
Wasn't a dream!
If you could see it.
I've forgotten how to dream.
you're not thinking of Big Red, the Saturday Night Live toy?
No, I'm not thinking of no more Big Red parodies. I'm not confusing
them
with real things.
Two fucking 1980s SNL references.
Big Red. Put the goop in the helmet.
He's big, big, big.
I remember.
I wasn't going to sing it.
And he's red, red, red. What else happened?
What about
what else can
Did
Colin
you like Shadows
Blow,
of the Darned?
What about,
I love Colin Blow.
No, Shadows of the Damned. Yeah, I loved it. I gave it a 9. Some people, you know, were counting against it that it has some parts are a little repetitive. Some parts are a little too tough, and some parts, like...
juvenile?
Well, no, I love that. I don't think anybody complains that it's too juvenile, because it's just too enjoyable. But also that there's no... There really isn't any replayability. Like, you can go back and play through it on hard mode, but...
well, it's like Vanquish.
You don't even get... Yeah, but you don't even get a new game plus, or...
Jesus.
Or challenge rooms like Vanquish. But... I think Vanquish play. I made Vanquish one of the better thans in my feature.
I enjoyed the shit out of Vanquish.
I haven't played.
And I as well. Then you need to play.
I played
Vanquish.
A bunch of it at E3 and then
play some fucking Vanquish.
It'll be done in an afternoon.
Yeah, it takes like 6 hours to play through. Come on,
look, Vanquish is
got
so
the
much
time. Don't Vanquish worry about me. I'll play the
fun,
game.
But
I'll play everything.
No,
you
play
want.
It now.
I'll play
right now while we're watching. Start now.
Vanquish is more fun to play than Shadows of the Damned, but I like the world of Shadows of the Damned more than Vanquish. Vanquish had a lot of lame characters and obvious,
love that
and
I can
obvious
take,
plot.
I can
twist.
Take a hit off the Excitebike theme and just get right back into podcast.
Anyway, Shadows of the Damned is really great.
Totally.
You should buy it. Support this game that's not getting advertised at all.
Yeah.
Why did he
I can't believe that they're bothering to put... It's like, you guys didn't do anything.
It just seems like one of those things, like the... Roger Corman Fantastic Four movie. Like, did you just do this so nobody else could?
No, it's an EA Partners game. Mm. It's not EA published. It's EA Partners.
Yeah, I know when we loaded it up that one time, it had its own EA logo.
Yeah,
which
no,
is weird.
It's EA Partners. It is weird that it comes before Grasshopper Manufacturer. But,
yeah.
But no, I mean, this game got announced like in 2009. Just like Suda 51 said, hey, me and Shinji Mikami are making a game for EA Partners. I won't say anything else about it. And then... It wasn't until Tokyo Game Show of last year that they first showed it off. Like they didn't even preview it for like a year, which is standard.
You liked it and you thought it should have gone the best games of 2011 so far.
It maybe coulda.
I think it should have. From what you've told me, like you look actually very excited about it. Like you didn't think it was going
to
be this fun.
No, I'm excited to play it. I'm just waiting to get my copy in the mail.
No, it's a lot of fun. It's also...
It's delivered by a dinosaur.
If I had played Bayonetta, I might have compared it... If I had played Bayonetta, I might have compared it to it, because it also feels like an ex-Capcom game, because it is a lot of Capcom cast-offs, just like Bayonetta.
It feels like Sin City, like a response to the system. Like,
this
is what you want, fucking bosses? I'm gonna tongue-in-cheek give you just what you want.
Yeah,
without you bossing me around.
It's technically the most mainstream game he's ever made, but it's still super weird.
But, it's very like Resident Evil 4.
Yeah, except you can shoot and walk, and
that is pretty impressive.
And there's so many dick jokes, man. It's just... But they keep it simple, and you drink tequila, and you shoot guys in the face and kick them in the dick. It's just
so some of the jokes, like that seems like it would be funnier on paper than it is.
Oh,
like,
they say it out loud,
like like how do you know that? That's super secret demon information. It's like, not according to the internet.
Okay, sort of what I hate about it. Like, most of the voice actors in these games are too good, and they're not comedic voice actors, so they just they read the line like verbatim and don't present a humorous context. That's what I hate about humor in games in general.
I think it's not funny at first, but it overwhelms you with dick jokes that you eventually start
I'm sure I know there's something redeeming in this game from what I've seen.
Like,
I cannot wait. You let me borrow a copy.
I brought back the office copy because I bought my own copy because I want to support the game, and I think everybody should. Though I think if you wait not too long, it'll be in our game deals section soon, I'm betting.
Is that your good segue into game deals?
Let's do it.
Oh, good. You're still alive and kicking. Now it's time for the real thing.
You wanted me to get it, Elster.
Big
what is
fish.
It?
Yes, that's...
What was that?
That's Mercenaries, where like there's a mode where you're fighting it's the boss from RE5 that was like the bat monster with the soft tail you had to KO.
I remember that stupid thing.
I barely remember that.
Everybody does. Even when I saw it, I'm like, but yeah, when you see it, like, it's such a Japanese line of dialogue. This is it, the big fish.
It's
like,
a big fish.
What?
No one's going to play well.
Only Japanese people eat fish.
Can you say, save a little money for a rainy day?
What are you buying?
Oh, hey, I brought him back for a Resident Evil game. This is like I rolled news stories into game deals.
What?
They count. Yes.
What?
PSP dual packs for $15. Two games, two UMDs for $15. Siphon Filter, Logan Shadow, and Killzone Liberation.
Wow.
What the fuck? $15.
All the franchises we don't know what to do with.
Isn't Killzone Liberation free as part of the Welcome Back package now?
Good God.
I don't know. There
I forget
was some,
a Siphon Filter.
A goose walked into the fucking studio.
All right.
Sorry.
Really is amazing how much Siphon Filter has defined itself without anybody noticing on PSP.
Mm-hmm.
As
like
a series
it got
again.
Really good and nobody cared.
Nobody cared.
A lot of people are probably thinking like, man, they should bring back Siphon Filter and read.
Like, you weren't paying attention.
I did. I'm not done yet. We have Secret Agent Clank and Daxter, also $15.
That's a good combo.
And Siphon Filter. Siphon Filter. I feel like I'm saying the name wrong.
Siphon.
Siphon Filter.
Siphon. Siphon.
The Siphon. I'm going to. Yes.
It's two things like siphon and filter.
The Apple
siphon.
Siphon
gas and then.
I'm not good at this.
Filter.
It's
spelled with a Y, which siphon isn't. It's
siphon filter.
It was the name of the virus in the first game.
Yeah, whatever. Everybody should be doing this but me. Resistance is on sale.
Resistance 2?
1 and 2.
Wow.
For $15?
$40 for both. Maybe less. We'll see next week.
Wait.
You win some, you lose some.
I sent you a list of game deals.
You sent me some game deals. So I'll get to those.
Chris.
Okay. All right.
Henry,
Chris, you need to play some Excitebike. Excitebike. Excitebike.
Henry, this one will appeal to you. Hello, buddy. Yeah, buy UFC Trainer for $360 at Best Buy, and you'll get Undisputed free O-charge.
Undisputed 2011?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Fucking
yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That makes my throat hurt.
One of those games that you like about hurting people for no reason, blood sports.
I wouldn't play a UFC trainer, though.
And I'm only bringing this up. Best Buy has all the Thor games for $19.99, including the Way Forward DS.
Oh, that's the only one worth.
Is it worth $19? I looked at it like...
Yeah, when you said that, my immediate thought was like, they will give you all the Thor games for $14.99. Like, here's the 360, PS3, DS.
I mean, eventually. You're like...
$14.99.
You're 6 months ahead of yourself.
Just take it. I can't stand it.
Wait for the DVD release. That's when you'll get it for that much.
You're sick... Yeah, when like the guy, the Italian shop owner of Best Buy starts throwing them at vagrants to get them away. Get away from my store! He starts throwing copies of Thor.
Why is he Italian?
Get away from my Best Buy! I try and make nice place for the people and you come right here with you. All right. That's probably not.
So, yeah, imagine like, you know, a little fruit stand that's somehow labeled Best Buy.
Go away. Get away from the LED televisions. Never mind.
Yeah, so who is it?
Never mind. We also have Kmart has.
You remember that Nickelodeon cartoon about the guys cracking the egg with the spoon? Yep. And then he ends up cracking the ceiling of his own house because it's him banging.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Because he's like, yeah, so who is it?
Who is it?
Because he thinks it's someone knocking at the door. But
yeah, I remember
it's him eating an egg on his desk.
Oh, my. I got to find that.
Yes, Michael knew what it was right away.
On the blog my girlfriend and I built.
Oh, dear.
It's all right, Chris. You can do it.
Is it all still in her name?
Someone.
Are you going to have to transfer
maybe some of the monetization.
Uh-oh.
No. I don't mean to laugh. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
It's not
it hurts.
It's not hopeless, though. It's not 100%.
It hurts.
It's not 100% over, right? There's like a 1% chance.
I don't know.
You got to make a grand gesture.
Maybe if I got a raise and my dick grew and I became more attractive.
I will grant. I'll grant any two.
Okay.
But no, not all three.
I don't like to
well, let's get this. Let's get this started.
$39.99 at Kmart. It's your store. You'll get a $50.
Who knew sadness would bring so much happiness?
You'll get a $50 gift card.
Ow!
Would you buy the Black Ops PS3 bundle? Good for bullets. You'll also get an IP3. Get two greatest hits games free. That's Killzone and stuff. I don't. Somebody else do this. Michael, take it over.
Where are we?
We're at Toys R Us.
Toys R Us, buy one, get 40% off all games up to $19.99.
Everything reminds me of her.
Even Toys R Us.
And has an 25% off all clearance games.
That she loved things on clearance.
Did she love Ubi, too? Because most of the Ubi 3DS games are $15.99
at Toys R Us.
Wow.
Which, if you can find the Ghost Recon one, is totally worth it.
Yeah.
I don't know if that one was on the list.
She would have loved Rayman is kind of
Rayman. Rayman was the Splinter Cell game that's for 3DS.
$15.99 is about what Rayman deserves, because that is like, what, a 11-year-old game.
Ugh. Yeah, so Rayman 2 for 3DS is worth $15.99.
My girlfriend would love Ghost Recon.
I doubt it.
I don't think so.
Don't kid yourself.
Should I close out game deals?
Maybe. I would like to add to remember to, if you're a PS3 owner,
Team Fortress is free.
Squash is on sale.
Squash is on sale.
I'd like to remind everyone to redeem their 2 free games from Sony, because I didn't remember until last week because of the PSN outage. I got.
Man,
I
need to subscribe and get your Platinum Nintendo World Awards very soon.
Oh yeah, fuck! I gotta.
You gotta club Nintendo register up to Platinum before the end of this month.
Shit! I gotta do that.
You gotta move fast.
Yeah. You need a 3DS and the 4 games you bought on Wii, and you'll be fine.
my advice, do as I say. Save a little money for a rainy day.
Donald was single.
Unless that money came from Amazon ads in the name of your girlfriend.
I thought he had Daisy.
And he was, I just ordered off again.
Did Scrooge ever have a...
No!
Yeah, and look how happy he is.
He replaced something else with another thing. Loved other things.
He kind of loved his nephews after they...
No.
He appreciated them.
He tolerated them.
I'm not sure if you had a girlfriend, you'd finance superheroes, right?
I feel like there was one episode where an old flame of his showed up on DuckTales.
And that's your chance.
And then, of course, there was Morgan, what's-her-face.
Bless my bagpipe.
Lispel something.
Morgan Lispel.
I'm done playing.
This is Morgan.
I'm really impressed. I really want
Magica Dispel.
I cannot wait to go home. She's from the... I can't wait to go home and just have a good cry. It's going to be so much fun.
What? Make sure you cry. Make sure you cry into a pillow. You can really scream real good.
I don't know. I feel like I should just like I'm in a stockade and like close my neck in the window and just do it at the street.
The important thing is to close yourself in a dark room and remember that you're the only one who's ever gone through this.
Yes. Most importantly,
No one can relate.
You don't understand. We had something.
Can I suggest a good breakup album?
Please.
The Beck one, Sea Change.
I have Sea Change.
He wrote after breaking up with Winona Ryder. And so,
Also, Limp Bizkit's significant other, which he wrote after breaking up with somebody.
But I think that's especially
I did it all
for the
Nookie.
The Beck song, Guess I'm Doing Fine, is like one of my favorite sad songs. Like, there's a bluebird at the window.
People love it when you do that.
I can't hear the song it sings.
You want to take us out, Henry? You want to go with the original song?
Nah.
All right.
You should listen to that song.
We're thinking of starting an adversarial Palette Swap Ninja band. We just do songs and release them and have them be more awesome.
Like Down with LBP.
And I believe Hank's... What was this? The parody of Wham's...
Wham's Jitterbug about Doodle Jump.
Doodle Jump.
What would you write about Doodle Jump?
Oh, we put the phone right into your hand. And then you...
You move it back and forth and jump up and down. Woo. Then you put on a propeller hat. And then you... fly past the monster and you jump on its head.
It's only 99.
This is only funny if you record it live. And whatever you come up with is the song.
That should be our challenge next week. We shall try and do that.
Doodle jump into my mouth.
I think we should do that next week. Those will be our intros and outros. Improvised parody songs. Based solely on the title. Which, fuck. Battle Swap Ninja's gone this far off that.
What better than Whose Line Is It Anyway?
All right. A reading rainbow. I don't have anything else to say.
I think we're good.
Let's end it before. Let's want to talk about some random topic. Random topics. You didn't see Cars 2?
None of us saw any movies to talk about.
No, I saw Super 8.
There was a weird thing over drinks, though, where we found out a lot of people at the office hadn't seen Mr. Show yet, which is, crazy.
And let me guess, Mike Grimm hated it.
Oh, boy, does he. Even though he's never seen it, he's like,
it's great that our new boss,
Mike
Grimm's, playing, I am Captain Contrarian, the SS, I hate everything, and, Louie, the guy's so overrated, all he talks about is his kids, and,
everything she liked.
Grim.
Yeah, she, Annette, our new boss, was saying to him, like, no, South Park is still barely brilliant. And he's like, I don't watch that shit. So full of himself, such a reductive idea, and bleh.
But he hasn't watched it in like 7 years.
I know. Yeah. He's Mike Grimm. He's beautiful. He's a beautiful man. Yes. I don't know why he doesn't
do
this more.
But like Charlie hasn't seen Mr. Show.
What I don't get about Charlie, and he was not in here, so we can't accost him for this. Charlie's the only asshole in this building.
Mm.
Well, in Games Radar,
mm-hmm.
who he takes his recommendations very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
He only wants to watch quality stuff. He doesn't like to waste his time with shit that I might like. But he has glowing recommendations from Chris, mm-hmm. Michael, me,
what?
Henry, Tyler Nagata for fucking Venture Brothers.
Mike Grimm, too.
And Mike Grimm,
yeah,
for,
Mike Grimm.
For Venture Brothers, and yet he still resists. He's watched... Yeah. He's
most
watched,
people
he's
just
like,
see it
no,
as just a cartoon.
I like things that have a continuity. I don't
it
like
does.
Adult Swim
it's
gags.
Ridiculous.
It's like Venture Brothers...
Yeah, that's the opposite.
And he's watched the fucking... Not the pilot, but the first episode, Dia de los Dangerous.
Yeah.
And he's watched
yeah, that's not
the
fair.
Gargantua 1 episode, which I think is the worst episode
yeah,
in that
no,
entire series.
Yeah, no, the worst episode of the
like,
whole
and
season.
If I'd stopped watching it there, I would think Venture Brothers is a crappy show. And I keep telling him, watch fucking Ghosts of the Sargasso.
Oh, God.
That is one
that.
Of the best episodes. If you do not like that, yes. then no, you will not but like
no,
the rest
I
of the
I remember
series.
Every line of that. Yes, I've lost my locator. And yes, I recognize the irony.
I prefer...
just
my,
watch the whole first season. Like give the show a chance. Like, it yeah. builds on... Season 2 is my maybe the best season of television.
The action
in the
it's
last,
time to go home now.
In the last 10 years, Season 2 of Venture Brothers.
Well, I also... man, the episode that got me was Ice Station Impossible, because, like, I love a parody of the Fantastic Four.
Right.
And I love that, like...
Oh, God.
And it's Colbert.
They play Mr. Fantastic as a borderline sociopath. Yeah. Like... Who only loves science and man, such a good show.
For me, it was Charlie. Would give it a Dia de los Dangerous.
Yeah,
that was the one that did it for me. The fucking chupacabra.
The chupacabra and the bit with Brock slamming into all the
yes,
Monarch's henchmen
he
at the
hit
end. Like
me with a truck.
You can watch that and think, I don't want to watch this show anymore. I'll give it one more chance. Oh man, it's a shitty space station episode. Well, I'm done.
Yeah.
The space station episode, one of my favorite Dean jokes ever, where he was trying to say, like, this is, well, what would Giant Boy Detective do? And then, like, Hank slaps it out of his hand, like, Giant Boy Detective didn't have to deal with his dad being dead.
Actually, I take it back. That is not the worst episode. It's the worst episode to watch in the first season. It like if you watch it like having seen the rest and knowing the canon and being familiar with it, then it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
But if that's part of your introduction to the series, then yeah, it sucks.
I think Bud Manstrong isn't funny, and I think the other episode he was in was even less funny.
Wish we could close this on an Adventure
Brothers
song. I
like the Lincoln
now.
Stuff.
Well, yeah, but that was him.
Keep talking.
Whatever.
Wow. Or Adventure Brothers talking.
Nah, we're done.
What is wrong with your headphones? They gotta be really loud.
Put them on now.
There
was one that was up.
That's better. It was unfairly loud.
Fine, we'll leave.
But taking us out as
please
Zelda.
Tell me the name of the song. It was all in Japanese.
Oh yeah, damn it! I don't know the actual name of this.
I couldn't tell at all.
Taking us out is this great, great.
Whoa, what?
This Ocarina of Time remix that popped up. It's about a week old, but it just started making the rounds on the internet today. It. In
sorry.
3D.
I'm trying to load
so it's all in Japanese, but it's uploaded by The World 0502. It's just Ocarina of Time. What song is this mimicking?
Fuck, it's a classic song.
That dun, dun,
it's
dun,
a public
dun,
domain
dun,
song.
Dun, dun,
I don't
dun,
know.
Dun, dun,
the one that's in every dun, Problem dun, Child dun, movie dun, trailer.
What is that? Does anybody know?
It's, Battle of 1812.
You know, usually... associated with the can. I don't really know what the song
well,
is.
Well, it's that all with Ocarina of Time sound effects. It's fucking nuts, but then it's so well done. I can't read the name because it's in Japanese.
I don't know what we're going to do next week for a podcast. I feel like we've done everything.
It's this Friday, even.
I feel like I'm done.
Well, you got 2 days to think of something.
Thanks, Hank.
I will have a feature on Thursday that will be good for conversation.
Okay. All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye.